This is a dictation for Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Thatcher, T-H-A-T-C-H-E-R, October 30, 76. Addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, at Laurels, L-U-R-E-L-S, of Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, to 367672. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Mrs. Thatcher. Last time I saw her in the hospital, October 2022. She has uncontrolled hypertension and progressive renal failure. I was able to discuss also with the nurse provider, the nurse caregiver, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Is my understanding that Michelle is able to eat and swallow, drink, despite prior stroke. However, she does not take medications, keep it in the mouth, eventually is all over her nightgowns or bed covers. So it's difficult to know how much of the blood pressure refusing to take explains the uncontrolled hypertension. The only one for sure will be the catapress patch, which is number 2. We can potentially adjust it. She comes in a neurological chair, has prior stroke with weakness on the left side, although she was able to move the left upper extremity almost symmetrically with the right. She answers few yes, no questions. Needs a lot of encouragement to answer those questions. I'm not aware of vomiting, dysphagia. I'm not aware of diarrhea, bleeding. Presently has a folate catheter. She's been treated for urinary tract infection. I'm not aware of gross bleeding, no falls, prior vehicle accident, and severe trauma to the left eye, which is blind, and left-sided above the knee amputation. Next paragraph, past medical history includes diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, probably diabetic nephropathy and chronic kidney disease. She has depression with obsessive-compulsive disorder, prior stroke with a significant mental disability. There is a question of dementia vascular type or from the vehicle traumatic brain injury with intracerebral hemorrhage years back. Next paragraph, surgery for the amputation. I review medications from nursing home, included Coric, Hydralazine, Aspirin, Lipitor, stool softeners, Clonidine patch, Glipizide, Trulicity, which is weekly shots, Xarelto, nitrates, Keppra, although no recent active seizures, Losartan, Prilosec, Zoloft, Flomax. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, blood pressure 140 over 100 on the left, 142 over 104 on the right. no gross respiratory distress, blind trauma on the left eye, briefly open the eye on the right side and follows me. The few answers, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no gross palpable neck masses, no palpable phylo lymph nodes, carotid bruits, distant breath sounds, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, no gross edema on the right foot. I see some deformity of the right foot, some rigidity, but no tremors. She has no teeth, no dentures. Next paragraph. Chemistries from September shows high potassium at 5.6, normal sodium acid base, worsening creatinine at 3.5, representing a GFR 15. When I saw her back in 2012 in the hospital, creatinine was around 1.7. representing a GFR of 32. There is a low albumin, corrected calcium normal to low, liver function test not elevated, anemia around 12.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Normal B12, normal iron saturation 29, there is gross protein in the urine, but no blood. There has been many white blood cells and bacteria, probably from the folate catheter. The anemia is not new, as it can be traced back 1-2 years back. Prior kidney ultrasound in the small side, 9.3 right, 8.8 left. At that time, no obstruction. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Uncontrolled hypertension, patient passively refusing oral medications despite able to eat and drink. I was planning to increase hydralazine to maximal dose and discontinue losartan. However, probably that will not make any difference if she is not taking oral medications. There is gross proteinuria, which probably represents diabetic nephropathy. There is prior relative normal to small kidneys. If taking medications, blood pressure do not improve, renal artery stenosis needs to be assessed. She says to talk to husband on a frequent basis on the phone. She's still making all her decisions. I think she needs an updated psychiatry evaluation to assess why she's refusing medications when able to eat. I asked her to give us a reason she couldn't. Might need to put her in the hospital for alternative parenteral blood pressure medications and monitoring, potentially also facing dialysis. She has multiple comorbidities. The most important, probably, the prior intracerebral hemorrhage, vehicle accident, stroke. Discuss with patient and nurse Sarah, end of dictation.